The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Clinton Lynch meet on a recall. I'm Elliot Francis. The Clinton campaign is taking some heat after Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch had a chance meeting at an airport Monday. Critics suspect the two may have discussed the federal investigation surrounding Hillary Clinton's private email server. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny reports.
Republican Senator John Cornyn renewed his call for Lynch to step aside on this case, saying this: "This incident does nothing to instill confidence in the American people that her department can fully and fairly conduct this investigation. That's why a special counsel is needed now more than ever."
Lynch later described the conversation as casual. Well, there's a massive recall of Hondas and Acuras because of airbags that could explode. Correspondent Renee Marsh has more.
The federal government is putting out this warning to more than 300,000 Hondas and Acuras. They're telling owners not to drive their cars until those faulty Takata airbags are replaced.
The airbags have a 50% chance of exploding when they're deployed in an accident. I'm Elliot Francis. Following the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the prohibition of women in combat operations, the U.S. military is now ending its ban on transgender personnel. Or from correspondent Bob Costantini.
By one study, it would affect 0.007% of active duty military personnel, but it is a 100% change of policy. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announcing an end to the ban on transgender soldiers and sailors.
Effective immediately, transgender Americans may serve openly, and they can no longer be discharged or otherwise separated from the military just for being transgender.
The announcement lifts one of the last non-criminal bans on Americans who want to serve. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has ruled that terminally ill patients cannot end their lives with help from doctors. The ruling overturned a previous district court decision that doctors could not be prosecuted under the state's assisted suicide law. Right now, Dow futures are down 10. I'm Elliot Francis.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Malena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a fraction of the cost.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
A minor league pitcher loses an eye in a freak training accident. Correspondent John Stillness reports.
Matt Imhoff, a 22-year-old pitcher in the Philadelphia Phillies minor league system, had to have his right eye removed after a freak accident last Friday. In an Instagram post, Imhoff posted a picture of himself in his hospital bed with a bandage over his eye after the procedure. He was injured when a piece of metal broke off an exercise machine and hit him in the head and eye, also breaking his nose and two orbital bones. Imhoff said doctors told him his right eye was crushed like a grape. He was the Phillies' second-round pick in 2014 and was pitching for single-A Clearwater. He did not mention if he plans to continue playing baseball. I'm John Stolness.
The first death is being reported involving a self-driving car. It happened in Florida last month when a Tesla Model S car with autopilot collided with a tractor-trailer at an intersection. Tesla says the system didn't recognize the white side of the tractor-trailer against a brightly lit sky and the brake wasn't activated. I'm Elliot Francis.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
KGO 810 traffic.
Heading into Fremont on southbound 880. Construction has traffic very slow, starting at Dakota Road and continuing down to Stevenson Boulevard. It clears briefly then, drops to a crawl briefly again just before Automall Parkway, but past Automall, you're good to go. San Francisco, northbound 101. It's still jammed up from Cesar Chavez to the Skyway, and the Skyway also still crawling. Eastbound 80, construction jam-ups through Rodeo and into Vallejo are actually getting worse. They now start at 4 in Rodeo, and that goes all the way to the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza. I would suggest 4 eastbound, around a 680 northbound, then the Benicia Bridge. But there's a lot of nasty traffic there, too, and things are barely moving from the Toll Plaza almost back to Arthur Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go.
Talk to yes. me, God.
On the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay, and on your KGO app, now available for your tablet or your iPad, or, of course, on your smartphone. We KGO go wherever you go. And since the sun has set now live to the entire Western United States and Canada, just in time for Ron Vi, everybody, one of our favorite comedians in the whole wide world, who is having Ron Vi's Gay Bash Tuesday the 5th at 8 p.m. Where is this going on, Ron?
It is going on at the Punchline at the right punchline. Here. Okay, yeah, right in on. San Francisco, July 5th at 8 p.m. A lot of fun. Anybody's welcome. You know, people sometimes ask about the name Gay Bash. I don't know. It's just a fun. See, we did the first one on my birthday, and somebody called it a birth Gay Bash, and then I was like,
like that.
Yes, and then that needs to be the name of the show. So it's fun, but it doesn't matter as long as you like to laugh. It doesn't matter what your orientation is. Well, as long as you like to laugh and buy cocktails, that's important too.
Yeah, we were talking about that. You know, it's just like when it comes to clubs, you like to play clubs, not always just gay venues, because that's just kind of playing it safe.
It is playing it safe. And, you know, sometimes that's what, you know, people need. They feel comfortable in their certain environments, but I kind of thrive on, like, being on the edge.
You are edgy. Yeah.
My whole act is kind of edgy. Like, I straddle, that line. I walk the line. It's nothing. You know, sometimes I'll think like, oh, am I a dirty comic? And then I listen to other comics. I'm like, I'm not a dirty comic. I'm just like edgy, but it's a lot. I'm very relatable, I think, because there's all those things that you might want to say that you don't say. But I like football like a dude. And that is how I, that's right my on. Straight
I
voice.
Yeah.
How does that work? Get me a beer. No, I don't.
There you go.
Yeah, I try.
You were Johnny Football there
you
for a second.
You sounded like right. me for a second. No, my wife would smack me if I talked like that.
I know, well, and that's the thing.
let's try your gay voice.
Oh, you don't want to hear that.
Love to hear your gay voice.
Why? I don't know.
Do you have a gay voice?
I don't know if I can do it.
My voice is the gay voice. Yeah. Like, I think,
yeah,
you know.
It sounds what it is.
Well, and you know, that's the thing. Like, I work with a lot of straight guys, right, in comedy, and just a lot of straight audience members, and San Francisco is very home of the hipster what's that word? Metrosexual.
Metrosexual,
yeah.
Sure.
And so I see what some of these guys wear. I was at a show and there was a guy, totally straight dude, just wearing a pair of pink Hello Kitty pajama pants. And all the girls are around him. And I'm like, I got to wear blue, gray, or black. If I so much as wore yellow, people are like, who's that flamer? So I got to tone it down. And all these guys, they piss me off how they can go out and look like just... Oh, it's so rough. But that is what I like about gigs, like in San Antonio, Texas. There's a club I do there where I saw the looks when I walk on stage, and they're kind of like holding in their little snicker. And then I just have a way that I position my act there, and within 2 minutes, bam, it's like I'm their best friend, you know?
Flip the crowd, yeah.
And I like that because we flip it through finding like that the common denominator or just finding the funny, and that's all they want to do is really laugh.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's why they come out to see him for sure.
Forever in San Antonio. It's Drex's.
It was what was my San Antonio experience? They put me in a condo that had roaches, so I put myself in a hotel, so okay. I lost money.
Right.
Everybody told me you gotta try Whataburger.
Absolutely.
That was fine.
Taco Cabana.
Oh yeah, I didn't get to go there, but it was very interesting. I really like it, and I like small places that I might not go to unless I'm sort of forced to go there. Because no one just says I'm going on vacation to San Antonio.
No.
I used to be a flight attendant. I did that to keep stereotypes alive. And when that was the same thing, too. Like, you get to go to places like Nova Scotia and Indianapolis, and I just wouldn't go there on my own, and it was fun. And you know what? People are people. People are really cool. I never really, had an issue with anybody.
What about hashtag heterosexual pride day?
Oh, that thing. Yeah, I heard about that.
That thing. That's still trending worldwide today.
Good. Go for it. I don't give a crap. I don't even celebrate. I mean, I'm a bad gay. For being this gay, I'm a really bad gay. because I don't go to Pride. I like this Saturday night at 11 p.m. I wrote on my Facebook, I'm like, I'm not proud. I'm tired. You know, I'm going to bed. I'm out of here. Enough of this stuff. It is just, just too much. I have my cats. I have a boyfriend, I have Netflix, and I have a 12-pack at home.
Netflix
what more
and chill.
Do I need?
What more do you need?
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, a lot of people just like yourself, they were saying it's too straight, white, and corporate.
Oh, Pride. Yeah, you know, I have a little problem, too, with local Pride because I live between the Castro and between where the parade and the Civic Center festivities take place. So what happens around 4 or 5 p.m. each day is they migrate. And they also can't find any place willing to let them use the bathrooms. So my apartment building becomes like a giant urinal, and that makes me mad. So I just have to sit inside and get drunk alone so I don't go out there and yell at people or throw buckets of water. So that's personally what I kind of have
Well, you could put your bucket down there and fill it with urine and then.
I can do that. I thought about renting out my bathroom a dollar, just have people coming in and out.
This is San Francisco. $5 a pop.
That's true. Yeah. And maybe the 20, and they could just stay the night in there or something like that. Cheaper than rent. So Pride is just too crazy to me. I do Pride stuff if I get paid to be there. But actually, here's the deal. I like small town Pride. I think there's more Pride in it. One year I did Pride in Omaha. That was
nice.
Well, the parade was really just me and two lesbians.
And did you roll by Warren Buffett's house?
Yeah, and it actually took place in the Home Depot parking lot is where it took the parade. We just went in circles.
And they paid you guys to be there?
I did Pride Reno. I've actually had that in Pride Reno twice. And that was actually really fun. And they
Reno's
really
a cool town.
It.
I love it out there.
Yeah, no, it's really, it was really nifty and it was a nice time. Let's face it, whenever I was on the way to a gig in Crescent City one time and we went through Humboldt County and it turned out it was Humboldt Pride, I'm like, yeah, it's Pride because I'm coming through town. Let's face it, wherever I go, they see me, it's Pride.
Let's have a parade.
Yeah.
You are a parade. You're
I'm like
moving
a one-man parade. I know.
Yes.
It's just I don't – the Pride in the small towns is really fun. It's really good to bring entertainment and be you to people sometimes who might feel like they still can't be them. Here in San Francisco, we're all gay. We all look gay, you know, even when you're not. And it's just open, and it's nice that it's that way. But I stay home.
But you stay home.
Yeah. It's not my – not my jam.
And it's kind of weird, too, with the people who are frustrated saying, all the Facebook, Google, Uber, Lyft, and all Salesforce and all those sponsors, it's become too corporate, and they're the ones who gentrified the gentrification. And, you know, they're the reasons that we have to move out. But I say, you know, be careful. This is what we wished for years ago, and now we have it. Now you don't want it.
Well, you know what? They at least are putting their name out there to something that has a lot of gay people. What about Chick-fil-A years ago where they just said, hey, our message is that, you know, we're not. Hey, by the way, I love Chick-fil-A and I was still ate it anyway. That hate chicken is delicious. not even any dipping sauces.
Well, I think Cage, whatever that guy's name who owns it, he got a PR person and they've toned that down.
Yeah, and you know what? what? That is actually the way I think about it. I think that it was kind of fine in my opinion, because as far as I know, they didn't preach any harm. They didn't say, like, go out there and hurt gay people. They just said, hey, you know,
that's not our thing.
They're a Christian company. And that's fine. There's so many liberal companies that say, hey, we're pro-gay and this and that. I mean, if you're not preaching harm, you're allowed to have your opinion.
Well, one of the things that happened after Orlando was when all those people were sitting in on Congress, there was a big hubbub about them. They ordered in, since they needed food, and they ordered Chick-fil-A.
Oh, they did? I didn't even know that.
Yes, and that became a viral thing. Like, what are you guys doing? You're sitting in,
but... Oh, we're getting bent out of shape.
I know,
That's fine to me. Yeah. It's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Chicken's chicken. Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know.
We get this a lot here in San Francisco. People sometimes are just way too sensitive to stuff like that, and they think everything that you do is a political statement.
Oh, they're ready to boycott. They're ready to jump down your throat. Tried doing comedy here for 15 years, and it's really changed. Now we have this sort of environment where people are mad. They just don't know why they're mad, but they're mad because other people are mad, and you're supposed to be mad, and everybody's supposed to be angry. And it drives me, like, I mean, I am kind of angry, but it drives me, you know, like, insane. It's just, ugh.
Well, I'll take a break and we'll find out what Ryan Vai is angry about. Coming up on the Drex Radio Show, first with a look at traffic, it's Lee Graham time.
KGO 810 traffic.
Thank you, Drex. Coyote, southbound 101 now, starting to get construction slowdowns between Bailey Avenue and Coyote Creek Golf Drive. It's not horrible, really. But it's there. Fremont, southbound 880, still heavy from construction between Dakota Road and Automall Parkway. Nearby, on northbound 680, things are finally beginning to relax some. Your stop and go now between Vargas and Andrade. Sears Point, 37 eastbound, you've still got some stop and go traffic to deal with in pockets from 121 to Skaggs Island Road. And in Mountain View, on the southbound 101 ramp to 85, getting a report of a stallout reported in lane 1. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Action begins with interaction. Listen and engage the next generation of KGO 810.
Hi, I'm Aaron, owner of California Deluxe Windows. Ever notice? When your neighbors get new windows, there is a large black eye of broken stucco, uneven plaster, and even mismatched paint. At California Deluxe Windows, we never leave a ring around the window. Why? Because we are one of the only companies in California who custom crafts every window and door to your home's exact measurements. Almost everyone else on the radio is a distributor. They grab a window from a warehouse, break open your walls, shove it in, and patch things up. At California Deluxe Windows, we take pride in our work. Our installation technique is so precise, we do not break your stucco. Your house could be covered with potato chips, and we wouldn't crack one.
Call now, and for a limited time, you get 20% off your entire order and interest-free financing for 1 year. 800-863-8700. 800-863-8700. That's 800-863-8700. California Deluxe Windows. Windows engineered for life.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 77451.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
I always thought if carpets could talk, they'd probably say, "Ouch, ouch, you're stepping on me." But when Zero Res comes, it would be more like, "Ooh, I love you." That's a little weird, but it's true. Zero Res treats your carpets right, cleaning them gently with empowered water. So safe you can drink it. The other guys? Chemicals, detergents, and even more. Ouch! Seriously, you want chemicals and harsh detergents where your kids and pets play? And with summer here and school being out, that's even more reason to get your carpets and hardwood floors cleaned the green, natural way with Zero Res. Zero-res professionals show up on time, get the job done right. You will love them. And right now, a kickoff summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119. That's amazing. Three rooms for only $119. Clean, green, and no ouch. That's Zero-res. Commercial customers, you get a free quote. So don't miss a kickoff summer special. Three rooms for only $119. Call Zero-res right now, 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739 for Zero-res. Or online, ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says, use Zero-res.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-391-9971. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-391-9971. 800-391-9971.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
Now back to the Drex Radio Show.
On KGO 810.
When the lights go down in the city.
That's when Ron Vai makes his way to the Drex Radio Show. Ron Vai and his big, well, it's your big gay bash, your birth gay bash.
I was wondering where he was going with
you're really big. I haven't found that out yet.
It is my gay bash. Yes. It's the fourth one we're doing on July 5th at the Punchline here in San Francisco. And it'll be a lot of fun. We actually have some great people on the show. Even Maureen from here at KGO will be on my show. I asked
Maureen
her to
Lang.
Come down.
We love Maureen.
I asked her if she could come down. She's not officially a gay, but you don't have to be a gay to be on the show.
Oh, she does her Irish thing.
Yeah, just be a gay friendly, you know, and yeah, just so we have her. I have another person on the show in from Phoenix who is a co-host of the Golden Girls podcast.
Nice.
So that you need to have.
Gotta have that.
We're gonna have a little Golden Girls trivia since I'm a big fan. And
so am I.
A couple of other really local great comics. It's just gonna be fun. We're gonna have a bash.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Ron Vai, is I know that you worked for Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
And I love that story. I mean, you've told great stories about that. But she just auctioned off a bunch of her stuff. Did you get any of her stuff?
I did not. I don't think I could afford any of that stuff. There would probably be things that I would want. I mean, just talk about someone who has lived through, I've done comedy for 16 years. I met some cool people, but 50 years, and think of all these legends.
Iconic.
That she's worked with, that she's had lunch with, that she's talked about, like, just like while like holding her martini glass or something, you know, it's just so amazing. I would definitely want, you know, here at the Punchline, we have a green room, right? And there was this really ugly chair in the green room for probably like 30 years or maybe even as long as the club's been open. And the upholstery was torn apart. And when I redid the green room, it just disappeared. And I said, hey, where is that chair? And people are like, why would you want that chair? I'm like, do you imagine the asses that have sat in that
Absolutely.
Chair?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sure Robin Williams have sat in that chair. Maybe even going as far back as, like, Ellen. But even our contemporary comics or those that left us too soon, like Greg Giraldo, I know for pretty, like, certain that he sat in that chair. And I would want that chair in my house.
I was wondering, you know, with Joan Rivers, she had all of those files, those library files of all of her jokes, which I always thought, I was always mesmerized by that.
I wonder if they got auctioned off.
Yeah, the 3x5 cards.
That would be really interesting. And I'm so disorganized. I mean, I always take a pen and paper out when I'm on any show like this, just in case if I have an idea, I want to write it down.
Right.
But I couldn't find a pen and paper, so I used just an envelope that I had there. But I'm disorganized. I can't imagine having a catalog. I have 7 notebooks with pages flying out all over the place. And sometimes—
That would be me too, yeah.
Yeah. After like 5 years, I'm like, oh my God, I had that joke? I forgot all about that joke for 5 years. That was great. And it finds its way back in the act. That was organized. That was a lot of jokes.
There she is.
must have 10,000 jokes in there.
Oh, I'm sure. And I just...
All typed out?
Yeah, which is great because a lot of people would say, what do you mean you wrote for Joan at one point? Like, I thought she just comes with that, like, off the cuff, you know, because it seems that way. And that is the best comedian that makes you feel like in the moment, like it's just a show for you. And that just came off the top of the head, even though it's been there for years and years and years and years and years.
And somebody else wrote it.
Yeah, and somebody else wrote it, or maybe she, I mean, that's the thing. Once you reach a certain point, you're not writing all your material. You're probably writing a little bit of it or having these ideas or giving, you know, sort of the feedback to one of your writers, but you got too much going on. You can't just write all that stuff. I wish I had a lot going on right now so I can get a writer.
Well, and do you ever get to the point where when you were writing for and when you write for other people, you feel like, well, you know, I should be doing this myself and have people writing for me?
Yes, all the time, because I have my act, and my act, you know, it builds. Sometimes I get hard on myself, and I get down because I'm like, oh, I haven't written a lot of new material. But then if I listen to the core act that I'm doing 1 year after, I realize, oh, I might have not done new bits, but each joke has like 6 new parts to it. I just keep adding on, and it keeps snowballing. But sometimes I wish I could write more for myself. I feel like I'm the hardest person to write for. For me, it's so hard for me to sit down. There's things for years I've been trying to get across about me that I just can't seem to make work. But for other people, it's just like just start scribbling out and having all these things. Joan was really easy, though, for me personally, because I love one-liners. I love the things that maybe, like, push the envelope. I love, they're not hacky, but I like that little, like, and they're not quite low-hanging fruit, but there's just a particular style, a particular way about it that I really like writing and hearing.
Yeah, it's great to hear your own joke.
Yeah, and you know, it's great to hear your own joke come out of the mouth of a legend.
For sure.
But I've tried, like, things that I wrote. I have all this stuff, some that just got rejected, some that just didn't even, you know, make it to that pile because there was more. And I've tried it in my own act. I'm like, oh, that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? It's not really in my voice. That voice is so iconic and branded and really like she would do a setup and a punchline. It couldn't be too wordy. It was very succinct. It was brilliant. It was great. It was one of my favorites.
Right on. So what makes you angry today? Because I kind of teased that.
Yeah. What doesn't make me angry? I just living in this city, man. It's changed so much in the 15 years that I've been here. So people that are from here, it really has changed for them. I now look forward, like 12 years ago, I would get so annoyed. I would know it was about 5:30 because a guy training his dog had a skateboard would pass my would pass my window on. And every day at that time, he'd come down and hear the dog barking and not want to do it and him yelling at him. And now I like yearn for those days when a guy was training his dog had a skateboard, because now I got these people standing in front of my door. There was just a guy the other day with his khakis on and his Bluetooth. He's like, hey, it's Josh. Just calling to make my morning sales call. Well, like, do it from an office, do it from somewhere. Don't do it from Starbucks. Don't do it from in front of my window. There was a and it's just everybody's losing their mind. And this sounds a little uncouth, but just happened not too long ago, just the other day. I was on a bus, and there was a guy who I presume was homeless, and he was screaming at the top of his lungs on the bus, you know, and he was yelling, San Francisco's out of control, $1,200 to live in your own place. And I was like, oh, my God, $1,200?
Yes.
I know.
Where is this place?
I know. I said, where does he not live?
Where's that trash bin?
I know. It was... It's just getting, you know, and dirt. I feel like people are littering a lot. You know, you saw it's been pretty viral lately, that picture of Dolores Park
after the dike up.
Yeah,
parade or party. Yeah.
Yeah. Where they left all the trash. But that's happening all the time.
Yeah. I thought that was ridiculous that went viral. What was the point?
Well, I mean, litterers drive me nuts. Like, I've gotten in, before I started taking medication, I've gotten into a lot of altercations on the street. I have a lot of nice, calming medication now that prevents me from getting into fights. But you name it, Walgreens, Macy's, the subway, I've gotten ejected from a few places just because things tick me off and, like, I speak my mind.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So littering is one of the biggest things that I can't stand.
So you will go up to a stranger and say,
Oh, I've yelled at people before. My boyfriend's been so embarrassed. I could tell, though, he slightly enjoys it. He's, like, slightly turned on by it, but slightly, like, horrified. But it's amazing that I've never been punched or stabbed or something like that, because I've really just... I mean, they've not been pretty times, but don't... Like, there was some guy at Macy's, the old Macy's here, to really, like, small escalators, and I couldn't hear what my boyfriend was saying because we were standing one behind each other because they're really tight.
Yeah.
And so I just leaned to the side at the wrong time, and this guy ran up behind me, and he yelled, "You stand on one side and you walk on the other side. It's a worldwide standard." And it upset him. And then he yelled back at me again. So I wasn't on the meds yet, so I chased him around every floor yelling back at him. When we got online at the cash register, I'm like, "You better ring him up. He's in a hurry. It's a worldwide standard." And I just...
Let's take a break. More Ron Vi coming up on the Drex Radio Show. First, with a look at traffic, Lee Graham.
KGO, 810 traffic.
Thank you, Drex. Back to Coyote. Construction on southbound 101 now has traffic extremely slow between Bailey Avenue and Coyote Creek Golf Drive. Fremont, southbound 880, that construction still has things heavy between Dakota Road and Automall Parkway. Puerto Madera, some good news. Construction's still up, but slowdowns on northbound 101 from just before Temel Pias up to Warnham have actually picked up speed. It's still stop and go, but it's not nearly stopped like it was. Big warning for you. Heading for the Benicia Bridge on 680 northbound, it's going to take longer than usual to get through the toll plaza right now. Traffic drops to a crawl very soon after Arthur Road, and that, well, may be people trying to avoid those horrific slowdowns on eastbound 80 through Rodeo and up to the Carquinez Bridge toll plaza, which is all due to construction. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Better living, better world. The next generation of KGO 810.
When you donate paper, pencils, calculators, and backpacks to Sleep Train foster kids, you're just giving school supplies, right?
Not exactly. They're a lot more than that.
To a child in foster care, they're the tools they need to keep up in school and to do the best they can every day.
I got an A
in math,
reading, science.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for foster kids from kindergarten to high school so they can stop worrying about school supplies and focus on school.
So I can be a veterinarian,
a teacher,
a cowgirl detective.
Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train location or donate online at sleeptrain.com and help a foster child make the most of every school day.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Want to give back as a family? Your kids can help other little learners by hosting a Sleep Train school supply drive. Learn how at sleeptrainfosterkids.org.
Ryan Scott here, inviting you to join me at the Festival Napa Valley signature event, Taste of Napa, featuring more than 80 wineries, restaurants, and food artisans with live music, gourmet food, and curated wine selection. Is there a better way to spend a summer Saturday in Napa? I can't think of one. Join me, Ryan Scott, broadcasting live from the Taste of Napa at the stunning Carradine Estates in St. Helena, Saturday, July 16th. Purchase passes at festivalnapavalley.org. That's festivalnapavalley.org.
Summer is here, and that electric bill is on its way. Beat the heat and save up to $3,000 on solar panels. Go solar today with Semper Solaris. Slash those energy bills and start saving now with no money out of pocket. We only use SunPower panels, the highest in energy efficiency and durability. Right now, Semper Solaris is offering the equivalent of the state's solar rebate, up to $3,000 off your new panels. Demand better solar.
Semper Solaris!
Call 877-345-3933. 877-345-3933. CSLB number 978152.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
KGO 810 is proudly supporting the 2016 season of the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek. Come out for the 10th anniversary of the Chevron Family Theater Festival, happening Saturday, July 16th. It's a day of nonstop performances and activities at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek. Outside, there is free entertainment and activity booths. Inside, there are four amazing shows, including Artrageous, Alex Ramone Magic, The Wizard of Oz, and Peter and the Wolf. Get more info at lesherartscenter.org.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-7979 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-7979 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-613-7979. That's 800-613-7979 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Summer's coming, and we're expected to have high temperatures, so get a jump start today. Protect your home and your wallet from the heat with new energy-efficient windows and window coverings from American Vision Windows.
Our President Series windows provide better protection against thermal stress cracks while providing the best solar heat gain protection,
which means a more comfortable home for you and your family, all while saving money on your energy bills.
So, American Vision Windows is going to make the President Series even better by giving you a free upgrade to triple pane glass, plus a lifetime warranty. When you combine the President Series with triple pane glass and new window coverings, you create a thermal barrier that can reduce your energy bills by up to 30%. Call right now and get a free upgrade to triple pane President Series windows. Mention this offer. American Vision Windows will also give you 10% off your window coverings. So call right now. 866-723-7454. 866-723-7454. Or AmericanVisionWindows.com. CLCB number 778326. Time restricted supply. Call for details.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Jim Brown was having trouble finding the right contractor to paint his house and repair all the dry rot.
We had it done about 10 years ago by another contractor, and it was beginning to show signs of wear. There was some dry rot that we discovered, and so I had about, I think I may have gotten requested bids from about 8 different contractors, and I was really getting nowhere, and my wife was the one. She said, why don't you call Diamond Certified? You know, those guys are good.
The result? An expert evaluation from a Diamond Certified contractor, a timely estimate, and a thorough job from start to finish.
I definitely will look at, if the next time we need a plumber or a contractor in any way, we'll look at the Diamond Certified people first.
So if you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Hello, Daniel. Back at it again with the white man.
And away we go. Damn, Daniel. Wow. So 4th of July weekend here, and the least patriotic states are New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, Illinois, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Louisiana, and California.
You know who's from New Jersey? Ron Vi.
That's me. Yeah.
He's the most patriotic person in this room.
I'm actually really surprised to hear some of those states in there.
I know. And Pennsylvania's I'm from Pennsylvania. Very patriotic state.
Yeah, New Jersey, New York as well, I think. California, I could kind of see.
Right. That makes sense. We're in our own little world, right, Karen?
Yeah.
And we like it just like that. That's her quote. Most patriotic states are Virginia, of course.
Uh-huh.
Alaska, South Carolina, Colorado, Georgia, Hawaii, Montana, Alabama, Washington, and New Hampshire.
Montana.
Wow. Montana. Who knew?
And Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Wow.
They're glad to be here.
You know, I was just there a couple of months ago, and I saw bumper stickers that were like, you know, independence for Hawaii.
Well, they
like,
did
we
get
want
bombed.
The queen back.
Yes, there was Pearl Harbor. Oh, they want the queen back?
Well, yeah, good so thing Hawaii I'm gonna... had their own queen. They were their own nation for a little while.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I'll be there in July, so the queen will be back.
The queen shall return.
You know, I think that's when Pride's happening.
Yeah, of course, that's Pride. I'm going to a couple of islands. So, oh, wow, it's Pride Oahu. Oh, look, it's Pride Big Island. Just
It's Maui Wally, Ron Vibe.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. We're going for a wedding. I'm not really looking forward to it. It's just too expensive to have to go and then go to the wedding.
I hate destination weddings.
I know. Well, I mean, my boyfriend is from there, so it's not technically a destination wedding for them because the whole family is
okay,
there.
Yeah.
But we're going for his cousin. I'm like, I didn't like my cousins growing up. Why did you have to like your cousin? Like, you know, and
yeah,
then we're
going
to go all the way to
much?
Hawaii.
Yeah. Right.
He hasn't seen her in 20 years. I'm like, oh, just send a fancy, like, fruit basket or something like that.
Exactly. Frette sheets or something.
Yeah,
let's
like
leave
some,
it alone.
Like,
right.
Let's just send. Why do we have to go? Because it's expensive. It really is. The airplane and then.
It's a big pain in the ass.
It is. I'd rather just go to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some cultures just do family differently, you know? Like, you have to be there for these events.
And
some,
yeah, and they're Japanese.
You really have to.
Yeah. So, they're very much kind of about family and culture. I'm just from a bunch of loud Italians. We don't care if you show up or not, but if you do show up, bring some mozzarella and some wine. Like, that is like how, you know, bring the goods.
Hey, it's funny that you mentioned Japanese because, of course, you go to Hawaii, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they go there to get married.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's their destination.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, he grew up there. He was one of nine. So has a big, like, family there. I have never been with him. I've never met his family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 5 years that we've been together. Well, 5 years in a monotonous,
wait, do you think
monogamous
that's why,
relationship.
Do you think that's why you're going, is to meet his family? Like, really, that's the reason?
Well, he told me it's going to be weird. It's not why I'm going. I think he's purposely kept me away because he knows it's going to be different to my family. My family loves him. They like him better than they like me. I get sent on chores, and he's up there, like, you know, having wine and with the ladies and everything like that. And
well, you may be, that might be a culture shock for them.
I think I'm going to be a culture shock.
Here comes the birthday bash.
Yeah.
The birthday bash.
Yeah, they hear me before they see me. It's going to be interesting. But regardless, be in Hawaii, so I will get laid. Okay.
I love Hawaii. I really do. Waikiki there.
Yeah.
The Hale Kalani, that hotel. And that's where all the Japanese get married. It's really great.
It was actually, when I went once, it was the most peaceful vacation that I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just really just nice and stress-free. Because usually every time we go, if I go east, I got to visit family. Or otherwise, we're running around and seeing museums and doing this and doing that. It's just, you go to the beach. You maybe hike a little bit.
Yeah.
Have a pina colada.
Hey, did you hear, you know, it's obviously we were talking about, you know, when we talk about Hawaii, I think of military and all of that. Did you hear about military today that the finally transgenders are going to be allowed to be in the military? No questions asked.
Brand good for new. Them yeah. if they want to be.
I know, right? Yes, feel free to crap your pants.
Yeah. I don't want to be in the military. I mean, great. You know, I mean, I'm glad. That they, it's nice how we're moving forward, but yet moving behind, like, all at the same time, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the gays were not that big of a deal anymore, you know? And when they had the GOP debates, nobody was talking about the gays that much. And I'm like, come on, let's talk about the gays a little bit.
No, they don't
want to. Just okay, that happened, you know.
The gays are becoming the third rail. Don't touch it. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't touch the gays.
Well, you know, that's
or their third rail.
Yeah. We might tell you what bathroom to go in. This will be interesting. That was kind of the line today. Well, if they're in the military, which bathroom do they use? And I said the same as the other soldiers, in their pants.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to have to open a Target on the military bases now or something like that. I don't it's good. Good for them.
Good for them. So what else is going on in your life?
I wish it was more interesting than it is. That's for sure. I mean, I am living a very, you know, sort of mellow life. I coupon. Isn't that exciting? Ugh. Do you know what just happened to me not too long ago? So, you know, I'm 15 years in San Francisco, 37. I wish I could afford to shop anywhere besides IKEA, but I still have to shop at IKEA. I don't have one of those dressers that fall on me, though, but sometimes I wish I had one of them just to take me out of my misery sometimes. But no, I got the one that worked. You know IKEA, right?
It's a Swedish,
sure.
Swedish term?
Yeah, my
means
wife
out
takes
of stock.
Me there. It's awful.
Yeah. It is. Well, you survived it without a fight. I always get into a fight there.
She always brings me snacks when we go and, like, feeds me along the way.
It is treacherous.
Here you go.
It is so... Yeah, here's the deal, though. I was couponing. I've learned that I had a coupon. And, you know, old me, when I was a young, vibrant little gay, would go out and party and then go home and keep the party happening and all that stuff. No, at 2:30 in the morning, I'm relaxing with the digestif and cutting coupons. I happen to be on StarKissed.com for tuna fish coupons because that is the type of rebellious life I lead now. And I was trying to get this one coupon, and it... told me that my password I set up was not secure enough.
Whoa.
I'm like, for tuna fish. I need it. Like, where Charlie the Tuna should be the new head of Homeland Security. Where the hell was he on 9/11? For tuna fish. This is my life.
Who knew?
Who
knew?
They don't want your cats logging on and getting that coupon.
I know. Oh,
it's
my
like,
cat.
It.
Yeah, I know. I should just say, by the way, real quick, is that I volunteer. I do have one ounce of like caring in me, and I volunteer animal care control, and we do have a lot of animals right now. They are getting very backed up. There's a lot, so if you want to adopt a cat, please go adopt a cat or four. Just we really need adoptions right now.
And where?
San Francisco Animal Care and Control. But really, if you adopt from any shelter, that's
nice.
Good. That's good news because there's one less cat taking up the space that gets a home. Really passionate about them.
Ron Vi, thank you very much for stopping by. You're going to be at the Punchline this Tuesday, the 5th at 8 o'clock, and it's your birthday bash.
No, my birthday bash was in April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is just a regular gay bash.
It's no,
just
no Ron birthing, Vi's just gay bash. Just gay bash.
It's a gay bash.
The most fun you'll have gay bashing.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Ron. Please come in and visit again.
Oh, I will.
We love you very much. Okay, mucho amor. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham. KGO 810
traffic. Thank you, Drex. Oakland, construction on the 980 westbound ramp to southbound 880 has the ramp very slow right now. Fremont, northbound 880 before Thornton Avenue. Please watch out for miscellaneous debris and cardboard boxes last reported in lane 3 just a few minutes ago. Also in Fremont on the southbound side at Dakota Road, you got a bang up there that's clearing on the right shoulder. Traffic barely moving back to Paseo Padre. The bad news is past the scene construction still has traffic extremely slow down to just after Stevenson Boulevard. Corte Madera, those construction slowdowns on northbound 101 from Tamalpais up to Warnham have gotten bad again. It's crawling. And, of course, eastbound 80 heading through Rodeo up to the Carquinez Bridge Toll Plaza in Vallejo. Traffic is barely moving due to construction. Trying to use the Benicia Bridge Toll Plaza on 680 northbound may not be a good alternative tonight because traffic's crawling from just after Arthur Road up to the Toll Plaza. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
From San Francisco, the city that defined be who you are. You are. Next generation of KGO 810. Be who you
are. Join the celebration this 4th of July. Surprise your family with new furniture for your home. Visit Anna Furniture now through the 4th of July. Save up to 40% off select items, and all items in the store are tax-free. Tax-free! This sale is going on now through the 4th of July. Quality at a great price is always in style at Anna Furniture. Visit Anna Furniture now in San Francisco, San Mateo, San Jose, and Union City, and online at anafurniture.com.
The 75th Marin County Fair is coming to San Rafael June 30th through July 4th. What a ride! It's the most fun you'll have all summer. Enjoy concerts by the Wallflowers, Kool & the Gang, Sheila E., Plain White Tees, and Foreigner. Plus, fine arts, barn animals, free carnival rides, and a fireworks show every night. Great family fun at a great family price. The Marin County Fair in San Rafael. Your best price is online. Tickets available now at marinfair.org.
The Home Depot has Hampton Bay's new 52-inch Rockport LED ceiling fan for just $79.97. It comes in three finishes. It saves on energy bills, and its long-life LED bulbs also save on lighting costs. One more thing. Its quick-fit mounting system makes installation a breeze, saving another kind of energy, yours. Get a new spin on installation with the Rockport ceiling fan, just $79.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
I don't know about you, but I love sleep. It's so important to me. I get 8 hours every night, and every morning I wake up feeling incredible because of MyPillow. Look, MyPillow is the only pillow with four different loft levels, so every night's sleep is customized to me. for my neck, for my back, for my spine. I wake up feeling better than I have in years. And it's all because of MyPillow. And right now, you can get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. I'll tell you how in a second. But first, MyPillow has a 10-year warranty. My car had a 3-year warranty. You can put it in the washer, dryer. They're all made in the USA. They're the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And the best part is you have a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And for a short time, buy one MyPillow. The second one is absolutely free. They have the special throughout the year. Now is a great time to try MyPillow. If you don't have one, you can have two. Call MyPillow right now at 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code KGO. That's 800-299-6893 or MyPillow.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please write down this number. 800-452-1596. That's 800-452-1596. By calling the Addiction Helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future is a bright place. Don't waste any more time making friends and family worry about you. We can help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Take control of your life now. Call 800-452-1596. That's 800-452-1596. 800-452-1596.
Drex on the next generation of KGO.
A10.
Don't believe what you read about crime, squalor, and disease. We here in Rio de Janeiro think our city is the perfect vacation getaway. And let's not forget the Summer Games. Athletes from across the globe gather once every 4 years. You don't want to miss it.
Don't move. Keep your hands up.
A city full of excitement. Music. Culture. Mystery. And thrills. Rio. Book your trip today.
And cut. Should we do one more take with the window closed?
Yeah, you should. And did you see the cops are on strike in Rio? It's a hot mess.
Perfect timing.
Oh, yeah, because they're not getting their pay. So none of the first responders are, well, matter of fact, they're holding up banners when you arrive at the airport, welcome to hell.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, lovely.
Things just keep going more and more wrong with the games in Rio.
Oh, my God. The only good thing I can think about is the swimming team. Michael Phelps set a world record last night, I think, with the swimming competition. Then the dude, he's going to go one more time. And he set the world record last night as a 30-year-old. And I think tomorrow is his birthday.
Unbelievable.
Right.
That's like an 84-year-old person breaking a world record in swimming. I mean, 30, you are well over the hill at that point.
In swimming?
Oh, yeah. 30 is about as old as you can get in that and still be competitive at a championship level.
Well, and then there are the people who aren't going.
Like?
Like Steph Curry.
Half of the people that would have been selected for the basketball team.
Right, and the golfers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all afraid of Zika, and we're going to have a guest on next week to talk about Zika, so it'll be interesting.
So there was this story this morning that they're getting ready to, they were setting up the volleyball competition right there on Copacabana Beach, and a rotted body, a dismembered body rolled up on the beach.
Not exactly what Barry Manilow was singing about.
No, it's not at the Copacabana. Copacabana. Bad news bears is what it is. And then what was the other thing? The rowing team was out rowing, and they ran into a sofa.
Oh, no.
To restart the trial.
This is going to go down as one of the worst Olympics in modern history.
And I have to tell you, because I was there for it, Chicago wanted it. And they I mean, we even had shirts made. I have one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Olympics, Chicago, 2016.
Yeah.
It would have been perfect.
San Francisco was one of the finalists, too. And we have all these new stadiums in the Bay Area. It would have been a great place, I think, for the Olympic Games. Better than Rio, certainly.
That'd have caused too much traffic here. We've got enough of that. Hey, thanks to Ron Vi for coming in. He's the man.
Oh, yeah. I love Ron.
Ron is the man. Okay. So a couple things here. I know what I wanted to ask you. So when you got married, did you have a bachelor party?
Yeah, but it wasn't a traditional bachelor party. We just went to a ice hockey game.
Well, that's it. That's my story. You're stealing my story, dude. Oh. So guys aren't getting drunk and going to strip clubs for bachelor parties anymore.
All right.
When your next friend gets engaged and you start talking about the bachelor party plans, don't be shocked when you get words like art gallery, low-key, Brian Pelletier, vegan gastronomic tasting menu gets tossed around.
There was none of that going on. There was definitely drinking. I mean, it's really fun to get drunk at a hockey game and shout at the players. It was great.
Yeah. I would hope you got drunk. Apparently, the era of drunk debauchery at bachelor parties is dying. It's not a thing anymore. Guys are leaning towards more highbrow stuff like art and fancy clubs. I don't get the art thing. I don't think you take your brothers out to an art institute.
No, I actually need to have my wife with me to go to an art museum. It's like the only way I'll go.
With a gun behind your head?
Basically.
If you don't go, I'm going to send you to Rio.
Yeah, she's like, my parents are artists. You will go.
So why are things changing? There are two main reasons. One, guys are getting married when they're older now, and the kind of party you want in your mid-30s is different than the one you want in your mid-20s.
More mature.
And two, millennials aren't as into binge drinking as the past few generations were.
You know what? Shame on them.
I know, right?
You know, a good binge drink is okay. But I can see the older thing. I was a little bit older when I got married. I was 33 years old, and
you waited then.
Yeah, and I really didn't want to go out, and I've never really been into strip clubs or anything like that, so I was like, what's the point with even attempting something like that? Let's just go out and have a good time with the guys, you know? So ice hockey it was. San Francisco Bulls at the Cow Palace, and now they no longer exist.
Oh, God, I love the Cow Palace. That used to be a great venue. Did they tear that thing down?
No, it's still there. It's still there. It is a horrible venue for hockey, which is probably why the Bulls didn't last too long.
Well, when I was here in 84 and 85, working at KSJO, the rock station, I mean, we used to have great concerts.
Oh, yeah, I think there's still some pretty cool concerts at the Cow Palace.
Okay, so did I tell you that... You know, we talked about this early in the show, but bring it up again. That Crystal Pepe, come to Rio. Crystal Pepsi is coming back.
Sounds like a stripper's name.
Do you like Crystal Pepsi? It was a 90s thing.
You know what? It was better than the new Coke. I definitely agree.
Well, and, wasn't that? Yeah.
You know, that was really a gateway for me into things like Sprite.
Okay, I like Sprite. So Crystal Pepsi is coming back. It'll be in stores for 2 months starting August 8th or July 11th if you're willing to drive to Canada for it. All and right. By the way, there are people who are willing to drive to Canada for it.
Oh, yeah, it's like the McRib of sodas.
Right.
People are after it.
What is this? Then Pepsi had a contest last year where 13,000 people won six packs of it. But now, starting August 8th, you'll be able to buy 20-ounce bottles of it. And maybe it'll be taxed if they pass the sugar tax. No, wait. There's going to be aspartame in there.
All right.
We're going to kick your aspartame again.
Well, good.
Apparently, people were not down with the Splenda.
All right.
Did you notice it? I mean, I don't.
No.
They didn't like the taste of the Splenda. So they're bringing back a Diet Pepsi Classic.
All right. Sure.
Yeah. I know Copey likes this, Brian Copeland.
Yeah, and they have Pepsi with, like, regular sugar now. That's a big thing, too, is they're trying to, like, get back to the roots of soda.
Well, they're promoting it by making us all even more nostalgic for the 90s, if that's possible. They're releasing an online game next Thursday. It's basically Oregon Trail, I can tell you that. But you drive across the country and collect as much 90s memorabilia as you can. What would that be? It would be, like, really bad music, like, I don't know, Cranberries and... Pearl Jam. I don't know.
Are you driving across the country in a white Bronco?
You pick up Courtney Love and a shotgun and end up blowing your head off. I don't know,
that's
man.
That's not
what,
good.
You know, what is 90s?
I really don't understand the nostalgia behind Crystal Pepsi. Like, I had it. It was okay, but it doesn't really stand out, you know?
Okay, so check this out. There's a guy on YouTube named L.A. Beast who started a campaign last year to bring back Crystal Pepsi, and now it looks like he's getting his way. He even wrote a song about it. It's 30 people standing together like we are the world singing how much they need Crystal Pepsi back in their lives.
It was a brisk autumn day when I took my first sip. I fell to the ground when the liquid touched my lips. Frozen by the flavor, I could not let it go. But Crystal Pepsi? What? No, how could this be? All this zest in a transparent bottle? Boasting all its flair like an elegant model. What are you doing? Where have you gone?
What?
The world needs your sparkle, so we all sing this song.
All that I want is a crystal Pepsi to share with you. I haven't been the same since 92. All that I want is a crystal Pepsi. Yeah, you know it's true. I've never seen something that tastes like you.
Have a good day.
Oh, my God. Well, now I remember why I don't remember 92. I think I was stoned all through the 90s, probably, like we were talking about earlier in the show. That was a good thing. There was a reason we were stoned through the 90s, with good reason. Okay, so it's coming back, kids. Be excited if you want to. And by the way, Crystal, you can write that check out to Cumulus for that one-minute commercial. So let's bring you the good news and wrap things up here. Cops tracked down a stolen dog and returned it to their owners. Isn't this nice? What a wonderful way to end the show. Stolen dog was reunited with its owners in Fort Worth. And after, well, let me see, 13 police departments helped track it down.
Whoa.
Then they were honored by the mayor on Tuesday, and their department released a video of the dog meeting up with their owners again. Petey. Oh, Petey. Oh, I'm leaving you with a tearjerker here.
This is the best birthday present ever.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. So he was stolen in a break-in on May 7th, and the police officer tracked him down by finding other stolen items in pawn shops and eventually finding the people who had brought them in, the woman in that clip owns.
Oh, yeah. It's really cute. Sometimes you'll see it with, like, returning service members and their dogs. You see those videos online, and that's really heartwarming, too.
That's a tearjerker. All right, on that note, everybody, thank you very much for joining me. Have a great, wonderful, safe 4th of July, and we'll make more on, not Monday, but Tuesday. Actually, we will be on the Monday. It'll be the best of Drex, and of course it'll be the best.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big.